Hi, Teresa.
Yes.
Hi, Teresa. My name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line about the NEC lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Were you or any loved ones ever diagnosed with NEC after taking the baby formula?
It wasn't after formula. It was after Fortifier.
Okay. And what brand was the Fortifier? Was it similar?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that. And how old was your child when they were diagnosed?
So they were in McGee's NICU.
Mm-hmm.
They were a preemie.
Okay.
So I want to say it was like 2 months old.
Your child?
Yes.
Around, you said around 2 months?
Yes.
Okay. So, and he was it a boy or a girl? I'm sorry.
Boy.
Boy. And was he diagnosed in the hospital or after leaving?
So he was given it in McGee Hospital. He was transferred to Westmoreland Hospital, and he was then transferred from Westmoreland Hospital to Children's Hospital, where he was diagnosed.
Okay. And this was all over, like, when the first month or two he was born?
It was, like, he was, like, 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roughly, what was his weight when he was born?
3 pounds, 3 ounces.
What year was he born?
2024.
Okay. Just making sure if we can proceed. So run that. So your baby never physically left the hospital then before they were diagnosed?
No.
Okay. Okay. And your child was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis, that is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what injuries have sustained for your child?
He didn't have too much lasting. I mean, he just had the hospital stay.
Okay.
And the rounds of antibiotics.
Okay.
He ended up having to have a PICC line
mm-hmm.
placed
okay.
and stuff.
Okay. Let me just read a few of these, and were any of these sustained? Ongoing gastrointestinal or bowel conditions, intestinal perforation, aka like holes in the intestines, scarring or in the intestines, sepsis, cerebral palsy, any neurological damage, or any other serious or long-lasting injuries?
So we do still follow with GI
mm-hmm.
for ongoing GI issues.
Okay.
And as far as like any longer lasting neurological damages, he's too young to really determine
yeah.
that.
As I read it, I was like, yeah. So I will put the ongoing on gastrointestinal since you're still dealing with that. And then you would, of course, like to participate in the NEC lawsuit, right?
We weren't sure if it was available to us because it wasn't actually formula. It was Fortifier.
Fortifier. Let me make sure it is on here. Hold on. And it was Similac, you said, correct?
Yes.
Similac. Let me make sure Fortifier. Yeah. So the way we have the question listed is, was the injured party, that would be your son, diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or Fortifier?
Okay.
So, yeah, the formula filer, yeah. And it was after they were given the fortifier, so I'll mark that one as no. That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then how long after being fed the fortifier was he diagnosed with NEC?
I want to say he got the fortifier.
Would you say within 7 days or more than 7 days?
No, it was more.
Over? Okay. And then I'll get the rest of this info from you in a second. I just want to make sure. And what is your son's date of birth?
7/24/24.
Okay. And when was he diagnosed? Would that have been September?
That was, yeah.
September, around like the 24th. I'll just put the 24th, just to be a rough estimate. And then there are medical records that do exist for him, of course, correct?
Yes.
Right. And then you do not have assistance with an attorney already, that is correct?
No.
Okay. And then you can affirm you have not signed any documents, correct?
Oh, no, we didn't.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And then you'll be filing this claim for your son. Your son is still with us, as we were just speaking about that. And then you do have authority to sign on behalf of your son, correct? As you are the mother. Okay. And then what was the gestation age at birth?
32 and 1.
32. So 32 weeks?
Yes. Okay. And he was a die guy twin birth.
Okay, twin birth. And his your son's date of birth is 7/24/2024, correct?
Yes.
Age is 1, correct?
I'm sorry?
Your son's age?
He will be
1 in
six
July.
6 months on the 24th, yes.
6 months. Lowest number I can put is, I'll put 0 down just because it wants me to put in years. Let me put in the notes in 6 months. And then you have his birth certificate, correct?
Yes.
And then do you know anybody else that was affected by, or any other family members, loved ones that babies are affected by NEC?
No. When my son Callum got it, it was the first time we had ever heard of it.
Okay. No, I totally understand. And Callum is C-A-L-L-U-M?
Yes.
Okay. And I take it, can you confirm his gender for me?
No.
Thank you. I didn't want to assume. I thought you could tell. And then same last name as you, I take it, Schaefer?
No, his last name is Herod, H-E-R-R-O-D.
Okay. Junior, senior, second, third, anything like that?
No.
And then you are Teresa Schaefer, is that right?
Yes.
There we go. S-H-A-F-F-E-R.
Yes.
No suffixes to your name, correct?
No.
And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then what is your date of birth?
3/30/1994.
Make sure all this is fine. 1 second. Mm-hmm. 1 sec, sorry. Where did his date of birth? There it was. I just want to make sure that I am not. And then there are documents to show your power of attorney or can sign on his behalf, correct? You're his parent.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your full name as listed on the birth certificate, it would be Teresa Schaefer.
I I am not sure if I am just Teresa Schaefer. I am Teresa Lynn Schaefer.
No, you're good. No, you're good. Take your time.
So I am listed as Teresa Lynn Schaefer.
L-Y-N-N. S-H-A-F-F-E-R. All right. And then let me just list these. If you were any of these issues occurred during the pregnancy, any hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV, AIDS, or none of the above?
I had uncontrollable hypertension.
Okay. Hypertensive disease. Okay. All right. And the child was born premature, as we spoke about that earlier?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And what state was that? Was your child born in?
PA.
Pennsylvania. And your child was in, you said he was in the McGee NICU and then transferred to Westmoreland?
Yes.
And was he diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then his admission date, would that be his birth when he was born or to the NICU?
His admission date to McGee was his date of birth, yes. He was not diagnosed in McGee's NICU, though.
Okay. It was at the other one at Westmoreland?
So he was tested at Westmoreland, and they suspected NEC, which is why they transferred him to Children's, and he got his official diagnosis in Children's.
Okay. Okay. So technically not diagnosed in the NICU then, right? It would have been at Children's?
Well, Children's NICU.
Okay, I got you. Okay. And then that would have been, so he was admitted to the McGee NICU when he was born and then discharged from the Children's NICU at around September 20, like 2 months later?
No, he would have been transferred out of McGee 2 months later.
Okay, so he was at McGee for about 2 months. And then he was sent, okay, I got you.
Yeah.
So he was roughly, what would you say, the full dismissal date from the, or discharge date was from the NICU?
He was in the NICU, that first stent, total he was in the NICU for 80 days.
80, okay. Let's see that. Hold on. It's from July 24th.
But he had a stent in there. So he was discharged from Children's and he was home for 7 days and he had to go back in for 2 weeks.
I see. Okay. I'm sorry. And then, so he was originally would have been discharged. He said 80 days. So that would make it July 24th, 80 days, and they would have been around like October 12th or so?
Well, that was a total.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's, I'm saying between all the NICUs he was in?
Yes.
So it would have been start, he was in the NICU when he was born, and then till around 80 days later, October 12th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Around there.
Yeah, yeah. No, it just has to be an estimate for that, rough estimate. And then
I was going to say I do have more accurate dates, but.
When the attorney, they're going to pull the records too, so you don't need to be.
Okay.
They just want to know exactly, like, when to look. Not exactly, but time frame.
Yeah.
And then, you said he was 3.3 pounds, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the usage date for the formula, would that have been, or the, sorry, not the formula, the...
Fortifier?
Yes, fortifier. Sorry, I forgot to slip my mind.
They started fortifying breast milk maybe 3 weeks after being born.
Okay.
Roughly. They didn't fortify right away.
Okay. It's around like August 10th or so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2024. And when did they stop giving him fortifier?
They were giving him fortifier, like they transferred him on fortifier.
Okay.
So, and.
Until he was basically discharged in October?
No, they transferred him to Westmoreland on fortifier.
Okay.
In Westmoreland, we learned that he was on a Similac fortifier, mm-hmm. which we were always told he was on fortifier, but never told the brand.
Okay.
By the hospital. We were aware at that point of Similac's lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And we got him, we wanted him changed from the Similac to an Enfamil product.
Mm-hmm.
When they fortified at Westmoreland, they fortified with an Enfamil product for us.
Right.
But the damage was already done at that point.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And then... Okay, I got that here. Okay. So he was in the hospital, and then he was fed the formula fortifier in the hospital as we went over, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what would you say the last, just a rough estimate, when he month, you can give me the month when he last was using fortifier?
I'm going to say it was early September.
Okay. So September. So you think like beginning of like September 10th or so? So about a month?
Yeah, earlier okay. September, yes.
So, all right. And then what was the time between the usage and injury? Basically when the first... Was he between the usage of the formula and then the diagnosis? Was it a week, 2 weeks?
Oh, no. Between the usage and mm-hmm. the diagnosis, I'd say 48 hours, maybe.
Oh, okay. 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 And
between
then,
last usage.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then did your child have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, swollen, red, or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargy, diarrhea, and none of the symptoms?
After he would get the fortifier, he didn't tolerate it, so he would vomit a lot. It wasn't green vomit, though.
Okay.
He did have constipation with it.
Okay.
He did have a little bit of this abdominal distension.
Okay.
Lethargy.
Okay. Lethargic, constipation. I'll put lethargic on this one. And then, give me 1 second.
And the actual tip-off mm-hmm. to check for it was he was starting to have bloody stools.
Okay. 1 second. One sec.
No, you're good.
Give me like a weird error on here. It was here. I'm gonna get help with this. Hold on 1 second. Teresa, 1 second.
You're good.
All right, so I figured it out. Okay, so the let me just ask this, and then the gestational age at birth, he would have been 32 weeks, right?
Yes.
Or it would have been 31.
No, he was 32 and 1 day.
Oh, okay, gotcha. 32 and one. And then he would have been diagnosed, would have been September or anytime in August?
He probably had some of it in August, but he didn't have a diagnosis.
Okay. And then, I don't know, it's giving me an error for some reason, but we'll keep going through this, if anything. Hello? Sorry, my microphone was being weird. And then, yeah, it's giving me an error on here for some reason because it's saying gestational age needs to be. So the NEC diagnosis, that occurred before 35 weeks of gestational age. That is correct?
I'm trying to think. No.
No, you're good.
No.
How old would he have been when he was weeks-wise, the NEC diagnosis?
I'm trying to think.
No, you're good. I'm going to talk with somebody else here that might – well, I'm going to ask him why it's this error. So you think – I'll be right back 1 second.
Okay. Dave, do you remember how many weeks Cal was when we first went to Children's?
One is 14.
Okay.
Three and a half.
Oh, really?
Okay. So I was speaking with them. And then
okay.
what did your husband say?
Okay, I'm sorry, I got
No, you're good.
More accurate dates.
Okay, yeah.
So we have his date of admission to Children's is August 14th.
14th, okay.
Yes.
And that's when he was diagnosed, would have been the 14th?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe we had a diagnosis within the first one.
Right, when he was there. Okay. Yeah.
There.
Okay. And then there are medical records that do exist for your son, correct, Callum?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what treatments or medical procedures did your son undergo due to the NEC? Did he take any antibiotics, blood transfusions, assisted?
Oh, yeah.
I know you said PICC line.
Yes. He had a PICC line inserted because he had to go MPO to give bowel rest.
Mm-hmm.
And he did have a 10-day course of
antibiotics.
Two different, like he had 3 days of one antibiotic and then they transferred him for the other 7 days to another antibiotic.
I gotcha. Okay.
But 10 days total of antibiotic treatment.
All right. And then when was Callum last treated for NEC related issues, or is the treatment ongoing still?
I'm pretty sure the last day of antibiotics, which would be 10 days after he was admitted.
The 25th or so?
Would be considered the end of his.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless.
No, you're good.
I don't know if.
We just need the year. No worries. I'll put 8. Yeah. As long as you know it was roughly around 10 days. I'll put 8/25. That works.
Okay.
And then you said it was Children's Hospital, correct?
Yeah.
What was the city it was in?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oops, that was in medical records. Let me take that part out. Pittsburgh. UPMC Children's Hospital, Pittsburgh on 4401 Penn Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that... And he was he was diagnosed at Children's or he was treated there? He was diagnosed and treated?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you know the diagnosing doctor's name or the treating doctor? If not, I can just put the hospital.
I think it was...
I can put the hospital if it's a...
Okay, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it was Dr. O'Donnell that actually diagnosed him.
Okay.
But yeah, they rotate through doctors. So he sees the whole entire team. So the whole entire team treated him.
Okay, I get it. Okay. I'm just going to put it as the hospital.
Okay.
And then, so Dr. O'Donnell is other doctors. I see him right here, too. Okay. And then, let me put their number down, right? 1 second. 412. I thank you for your patience as well.
Yeah, no problem.
And then, this should be fine. And then, do you want to put an emergency contact in regards to this?
I don't think so. I think you can just leave my number for right now.
Okay. I'll leave it just NA on everything.
Okay.
Not applicable. And then let me confirm everything with you, just the dates and everything and everything else. And then I'm going to send you a DocuSign. We'll complete that. And then that'll give the permission for the attorneys to start pulling records and proving your claim. And then let me go here. I let you, of course, know the call is recorded in the beginning. You would, of course, like to participate and do not have an attorney in regards to the NEC lawsuit. That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then your son, Callum, unfortunately, was diagnosed with necrotizing enteric colitis. And that was he was diagnosed around 8/14 of 2024. That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then there are medical records to show his diagnosis.
Yes.
And then the injury sustained, he has ongoing gastrointestinal and other bowel conditions. And then, and then your son Callum was diagnosed with NEC was Callum diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or fortifier? That is no, correct? Yeah. Okay. All right. No. And then that was over 7 days after eating it. All right. The fortifier. Oh, and then here's the Children's Hospital. I actually let this part blank because we were jumping around a bit. I'm sorry. Let me put that here. UPMC Children's Hospital. And then he was diagnosed with NEC at UPMC Children's Hospital, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
address of, we already went over that, 4401 Penn.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry if all of this is redundant. It's the,
you're fine.
Put that on here. And then he was
me.
He was born in at McGee?
Yes.
Okay. I forgot to ask that one as well. McGee Hospital. That's in Pittsburgh. Got you. Take it.
Yes. McGee Women's Hospital of Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Yeah, I got it right here. Thank you. Just to confirm the address, 300 Halkett Street in Pittsburgh. I might have said the name wrong, but.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
H-A-L-K-E-T. It's the one. It's UPMC, McGee. And then the formula that you used was Similac or the fortifier?
Yeah, it was a Similac fortifier.
Yep. And then you are the mother of Callum, that is correct?
Yes.
Callum is still with us, and you do have authority to sign on his behalf.
Yeah.
And then I forgot to ask you this. And then you are a citizen of the United States, that is correct?
Yes.
And then gestational age was 32 weeks and one day?
Yes.
All right. Diagnosed at the hospital?
At Children's Hospital.
Yeah, Children's Hospital, yes. And then Callum's date of birth is 7/24/2024.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Callum diagnosed with NEC while he's in the hospital. He never left and came back. It was just transferred from one hospital to another, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 And then you do have his birth certificate. As you spelled your name out for me. And then necrotizing enterocolitis is the injury that Callum is dealing with. And Callum is a male.
Yes.
Okay. And then Callum is C-A-L-L-U-M and last name H-E-R-R-O-D.
Yes.
And that, of course, is your child. And then what is his social? If you do not feel comfortable, you can provide me with just the last four.
Give me a minute.
I'll also need your last four too.
Okay, my last four is 3971.
Okay.
His is 7503.
7503. Okay. And then you are Teresa,
T-H-E-R-E-S-A. Yes.
And then last name, S-H-A-F-F-E-R.
Yes.
Of course, you are a female. You are the parent to Callum. Your last four, we just went over, 3971. Date of birth, 3/30/1994.
Yes.
Okay. And then email I have for you is teresashafer49@yahoo.com.
Yes.
And then this is the best number to reach on. It's a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then when the attorneys reach out to you, what would be the best time of day, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evening.
Evening, okay. All right. And then I forgot to ask you this, too. What is your best physical address?
137 Sioux Drive, Greensburg.
Two Drive?
Sioux, S-I-O-U-X.
Okay. Sioux Drive. What's the zip code?
15601.
15601, okay. And this is a house, correct? No apartment number or anything like that?
No.
One sec. Greensburg, right?
Yes.
And that's Westmoreland County?
Mm-hmm.
And then there are documents showing you're a power of attorney, a.k.a. you're the mother of the child, correct?
Yes.
I know we went over the birth certificate. And then on your name listed on the birth certificate is Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, middle name Lynn, L-Y-N-N, and then Schaefer, S-H-A-F-F-E-R.
Yes.
Let me add Lynn up here too. I put your name, Lynn. Okay. And then Callum was dealing with, you were dealing with hypertensive during the pregnancy. That is correct?
Yes, I was dealing with hypertension during the pregnancy, and eventually it became type with severe features, which is why I delivered early.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. And then you just said it right now, and then Callum was born premature. That is a yes. State born in Pennsylvania, and he was diagnosed in the NICU at Children's.
Yes.
Okay. And then NICU admission date would have been when he was born, and the discharge date would have been 80 days later or so from Children's around 10/12 of 2024.
Yes.
Okay. And then birth weight of 3.3 pounds. Let me convert that. And that would be 1496 grams. Let me do this. How many ounces? One second.
It was 3 pounds, 3 ounces.
3 pounds, 3 ounces. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I input that weird. I'm sorry. I wrote it all online. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, my bad.
I was going to say 3.3 isn't necessarily 3 pounds, 3 ounces.
Yeah, so. No, I got you. So 3 pounds, 3 ounces then. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And the birth weight for that, I just converted it to grams, 1445. And then baby formula starting date would have been around 8/10 of 2024. End date would have been around 9/10 of 2024. So used it for about a month. The fortifier.
No. I had those completely off because I thought he was
good.
In the ghee longer than he was.
No, you're good. What would you say the start for the formula or the fortifier was, and when did he stop?
He was probably 1 week after birth.
Okay. So start date would have been about August, a week after. So yeah, about August or end of July or beginning of August, would you say?
End of July.
Okay. I'm going to put just July 31st.
Okay,
put July 30th just to be safe. And then end date, what would you say?
End date would have been, if he was admitted the 14th, end date would have been the 13th.
Of
August
1st. August, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it was about 48 hours or so after usage and injury, the diagnosis last use. Okay. And then, of course, he was fed the fortifier in the hospital. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with constipation and other ailments like lethargy and things like that. And then there are medical records that do exist.
Yes.
Okay. And then... He was dealing with a PIC. He had a PIC line, also had antibiotic treatments as well. And then last treated for NEC-related issues would have been about like 10 days or so when he was diagnosed, or 11 days, which would have been about 8/25/2024.
Yes.
Okay. And then diagnosed and treated at UPMC Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh, and that is on 4401 Penn Avenue.
Yes.
Okay. 1 second. Let me just take a sip of water. Sorry. Sorry about that. And then, okay, no emergency contact. We'll leave that blank. And then no medical notes. Okay. And then I'm going to send you a text right now. 1 second. You'll get a text in the next second or so. It'll say my name. Jeremy Perlman wants to send you a DocuSign. You should see it in the next second or so. There you go. Should have came just now. And then you'll want to click on that link. And when that link opens up, you want to say yes or allow. And then once you say yes or allow, it will open up to the DocuSign. And once the DocuSign opens up, it'll prompt you to sign. And this is just giving the lawyers permission to pull the records and then also to contact you. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know once you're in it. If you need any help, I can walk you through it too. And then I will send you a text once you do finish it with all the attorney's info. 1 second. And then did you get the text I sent you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you click on the link?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're in it. I see. I just got the message. And then let me send you this. This is the number for them. Okay. And then you just sign it the one time and then do adopt and sign. That will save it. And then on the other, wherever it prompts you to sign, you just tap and it will fill in. And then once you hit finish, it will let you know. If you missed one and you hit finish, it'll take you back up to it too.
Okay.
And then I'm going to text you right now from my number.
Is this technically a class action?
It would be a mass tort lawsuit. So it's a little different than a class action. Jeremy Perlman, in regards to the NEC, I'll put it in here, NEC mass tort lawsuit. This is my direct number.
The attorneys that will reach out will be D4D. 9 3 8 6 2. You should well in the next 7 days, and then once you finish, I can send you this. Okay, that is all right. That is right. Okay. Okay. I'm unsure if that one asked for initials or not. I don't think that one does. Oh, that one does. Okay. Yeah, they change. There's different firms we work with depending on the what applicable or not. So they change sometimes. I'm not always exactly sure which one. And then I see you completed it. And then let me send you this. This will be my direct number. So if you don't hear from the attorneys in regards to the NEC lawsuit in about 7 days, they'll probably reach out to you by Monday or Tuesday, though. Please do call me on that number that I just texted you from. It would be a 949 number. Did you get that text?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. So right now it just needs to be basically verified by my compliance team. Just make sure that basically I told you the call is recorded and things like that. And then they will send the file over to the attorneys. And then from there, like I said, they'll reach out. Like I said, it'll probably be mostly, it could be Monday or Tuesday. If you don't hear from them by next Friday, please call me back on that 949 number and I will reach out to them, or I'll get an update for you or transfer you over to them. Okay.
Okay, so do you work with a bunch of different firms, like local firms, or?
We work with the firm that, in regards to this, it would be A4D. When they call you, so we just basically fill out the paperwork for them.
Right.
Like, make sure that you have a claim, and then it would get sent to them. Some depends on the firm, but sometimes they will find an attorney local. In regards to this, when they call you, they will let you know. So in about like 2 or 3 days, they'll call you, like I said, Monday or Tuesday, and then they'll be able to answer all of those questions. For me, I send you to the, like, I'm basically like the one who sends you to the right person.
No, I completely understand. I just wasn't, like, I've worked with local law firms before for different things, but. And I know everyone kind of uses a service like this.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's a little different with, like, you know, you're saying class action. Mass tort's a little different because it's I can't really say it. But, yeah, it's a better end result for you than if it was 1,000 people filing on the same thing as you. So it's like one claim for you. You know, 1,000 people can file their own claim instead of one claim for 1,000 people. But, yeah, I would just verify everything we spoke about. They're probably just going to pull the records if they do need anything verified, but they're just going to verify date of births and everything else like that if they do. But if you don't hear from them in a week, please do call me.
Okay.
And then I can always transfer them. And then I also want to say I am sorry for what you're going through in regards to this, because the baby formula very well could have caused the NEC. It's been linked
Thank
to that.
You.
And I do hope your son is doing very well and does well in his life. Thank you so much for your time, and you have my number if you have any questions. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for your time.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.